Well, one of my favorite stories is the little third grade boy who was not doing very well in public school. He wasn't motivated. He wasn't doing his homework and he was getting terrible grades. His parents thought of a solution. They decided to send him to Catholic school and get the nuns to straighten him out. So he began in Catholic school, and within 1 month, he was getting straight A's. He was highly motivated. He was doing great, especially in subjects where he had done very poorly before, especially mathematics. His parents sat him down after a month of getting straight A's, and they said, "Tell us, what was the big change? How did you get so motivated?" Well, the young boy said, "Well, when I went into the Catholic school, I looked up and I saw what they did to the man on the big plus sign, and I knew they meant business." Well, the cross is a plus sign. The cross is not negative. It is a positive. The cross is our salvation. When you look at the cross, that is the symbol of our salvation. It is the price tag of your worth and my worth and our value. If you go into a store and are about to buy something, you look at the price tag. That's what it's worth. What are you worth? What am I worth? We are worth the blood of God. Today we wear the red vestments on the feast day of the exaltation of the cross to remind us of how much we are worth. Jesus Christ died on the cross and shed his blood for each one of us. If you ever feel that you're not worth anything, look up at the cross and you see you are of infinite value because Jesus Christ died on the cross for you and for me. We are worth the blood of God. And this is so important for us to remember this. Every time we look at a cross, every time we look at a crucifix, we see our value as sons and daughters of God. We see that God so loved the world, as today's gospel said, that he gave his only son. Imagine that. The greatest gift that the Father could give would be to allow his son to die for each one of us. Jesus died for you. He died for me. And he died for each and every person. It says that those who believe in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. So today's feast day is the exaltation of the cross. And so we think about the cross and we think of how much God loves us, that he allowed his son to suffer and die on the cross, to open the gates of heaven, to redeem the world and to pay the price for the sins of humanity. That is our value as children of God. And that is how much we are worth. We are so valuable in the eyes of God that he was willing to send his son to die in our place, to die for you and for me. Now, this particular feast day of the exaltation of the cross is very interesting in history of how this feast day came about. It originally commemorates the dedication of the church of the Holy Sepulchre on Calvary that Constantine built about the year 335. So today is a very ancient feast day, the Exaltation of the Cross. But it was placed on September 14th for a very special reason. Well, in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre were the relics of the true cross that St. Helena, the mother of Constantine, had discovered and had kept. And they built a beautiful church to house the relics of the cross that upon which Jesus died. Well, that went on for about 300 years, from about the year 300 until about the year 600, when the Persians invaded the Byzantine Empire. They took Antioch in the year 611, and they captured Jerusalem in the year 614. The Persians destroyed all of the churches, the Christian churches in Jerusalem. They captured the bishop, Patriarch Zachary. They threw him in prison, and the Persians took the relics of the true cross and took them back to Persia, which is modern day Iran. Well, the Christians wouldn't stand for this, and so the Christian emperor Heraclius, through a series of brilliant military campaigns, was able to gather Christian troops. They drove the Persians out of Turkey and Armenia, and then they went into Persia, and they were able to recapture the relics of the true cross, which is the greatest relic of all Christendom, the relic upon which Jesus died, and they brought it back to Jerusalem. And that's what today's feast day commemorates. That occurred on September 14th. So the Christian emperor, Heraclius, wanted to carry the relics of the cross through the gates of Jerusalem, and there was a huge celebration and a great procession, solemnity, great rejoicing, as the patriarch Zachary, who had been freed from prison, was there with the emperor. As the historians tell us, the emperor wanted to carry the relic himself through the gates of the city with great pomp and ceremony. But as he tried to walk through the gate, he was stopped by an unseen force. He couldn't move. They couldn't figure out why he could not carry the wood of the cross through the gate of Jerusalem. Well, the Bishop Zachary said to him, the imperial splendor was scarcely in keeping with the simplicity of which Jesus Christ himself had carried the cross. So they say that the emperor took off his royal robes and dressed in simple clothes and walked barefoot and was able to carry the cross back into the city of Jerusalem and returned it to the rebuilt church of the Holy Sepulchre. And so that's what this feast day commemorates, the exaltation or the triumph of the cross being brought back into Jerusalem after it had been captured by the Persians. So the Christians then rebuilt the churches in Jerusalem, and you can go and see them today if you go to the Holy Land. An interesting bit of trivia is that when the Persians went to Bethlehem, they were about to destroy the Church of the Nativity, but they didn't, because on the walls of the Church of the Nativity were images of the Magi, and the Magi were dressed as Persian astrologers. So that is the one church that they never destroyed. That's why that's one of the oldest churches in all of the world, the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem. So today is a great feast day, the return of the relics of the true cross into the city of Jerusalem. And when we, again, think of the cross, we think of God's love for us. And the cross has been so helpful for people in times of suffering. When I visit people in the hospital, or maybe those in prison, they love gazing upon the cross because it shows them that they're not alone in their sufferings, that God has suffered for them and that they can suffer with the Lord. And as the nuns used to tell us, whenever we had an ache or a pain or a toothache or a headache, what would the nuns tell us? Offer it up, right? That's good wisdom, good theology. What does that mean? That means that we take our crosses, our sufferings that we carry, and we unite it to Jesus's cross. And then if we unite our sufferings to Jesus, it has value. It has redemptive suffering, redemptive value, and it can be sanctifying. It can sanctify us, and we can offer that up for our loved ones. So the cross has been a great comfort to those in prisons or hospitals. You'll read stories about concentration camps where prisoners would scratch a cross in the wall of their cell, and that was their icon. That was their image that helped them get through the time of suffering. Or prisoners of war in the different wars that we've had. I'm almost finished the book Unbroken. I'm sure many of you have read it. What an amazing story of survival and resilience and redemption. The life of Louis Zamperini, the Olympic athlete who was then shot down over the Pacific and was a couple years in a POW camp. And it's an amazing story. It's called Unbroken. So I encourage you to read it. So amazing, his story of survival. But when you read that, you really can be so overwhelmed by how much suffering there was among the POWs during World War II. The terrible, the hunger, the starvation, the cold. And where is the value of suffering? Well, suffering, when united to Christ, becomes redemptive. So human suffering really only has meaning if you look at it through a Christian vision. Whereas suffering should not be wasted, suffering should be offered up to the Lord and united to the cross of Christ, and then it gives special meaning, and it helps people to get through their sufferings if they can unite it to the cross of Christ. So today, when we think about Jesus's cross, we think about your own crosses that you may carry. Offer them up to the Lord. Carry them with grace. Carry them with dignity. Unite them to Christ. Your crosses might be a physical cross of suffering from an illness or a disease. It might be a financial cross of sufferings that you're going through, tough times with a job or with work or with finances. It might be a relationship cross that you're carrying of dealing with a loved one, or maybe taking care of a sick parent or a relative. Again, it might be a relationship with a spouse or with your children or grandchildren. Whatever your cross is, offer it to the Lord. Look upon the cross, look upon the crucifix, and that will give you the strength to carry your own crosses in life. And always remember that the cross is not something negative. The cross is a plus sign. And if we look at it in that way of not wasting our sufferings, but offering it to the Lord and uniting it to the Lord, then we too participate in the exaltation of the cross, the triumph of the cross, as we unite ourselves to the greatest plus sign, which is the cross of Christ.